Hi, this is Deja Jenkins from Frontier High School, and I am interviewing Michaela Reed. We're going to be talking about the life of a high schooler. What is your favorite aspect of high school and why?
I would say my favorite part of high school is definitely that we have more freedom. When you go to elementary school and middle school, obviously you are more restricted. The teachers definitely hound you a lot more on homework, and the responsibility isn't as much delegated to the students as I think the teachers have to have a lot more on them, whereas in high school it's your responsibility to get your homework done, it's your responsibility to do what you want, not to mention that you also can have your own friend group, and so maybe the kids that you didn't really get along with in middle school, you know, and all that drama kind of dissipates and you can be with your own group of people.
And what is your least favorite aspect of high school and why?
I would probably say the immaturity, especially, not trying to be, you know, biased towards one gender or not, but especially with, you know, some of the guys or even the girls and the petty things that we get into arguments about. The drama is just, I know, it astounds me the objects of our disagreements. To me, I'm just like, it's petty, it's useless, and then we caused World War III over it.
Can you tell a story about a moment that you didn't like in your high school life?
For the most part, I think I've had a great high school experience. I don't know if there's any one particular moment, but anytime there is a fight in school, I see that, or I see just bullying. There's nothing that stands out particularly to me, but you know, when those things spread through the halls, it's just everyday drama. And I think it takes away from all of the progress that the school is making. You know, and I'll return to what I said earlier, that many of these things are petty, and that's really, I don't know, that takes away from my experience, is the petty drama and these fights that cause to disrupt our school day, and also, you know, can cause rumors, destroys reputations. That's probably my worst experience in high school.
Do you have any advice to give to incoming freshmen?
I would say, one, don't be scared or nervous. I mean, it's normal, but that doesn't mean you know, that you should dwell in fear. You know, Franklin Roosevelt once said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And don't let fear stop you from enjoying everything possible that you could in this high school experience. Get involved. When you're involved, you don't have to do everything under the sun, but, you know, get involved in something, even if it's just one sport. But also don't take so many advanced classes, AP classes, or do so many extracurricular activities that you don't have a life and don't have time to spend family. Your priority should always be your family. And, you know, there are going to be times in high school when you are so stressed out and you have no idea what to do. And there's going to be times when you just feel like quitting, giving up. But one of my favorite men on this entire planet, Winston Churchill, once said, success is taking failure after failure with no loss of enthusiasm, something along those lines. And I think that's a good point to you freshmen, and it's a good life lesson, is throughout this experience, you're gonna come up with failures. You're gonna probably fail a test once. Not that you should, and that's good, but it's gonna happen probably once. And there are gonna be bullies, and there are going to be just probably meltdowns, but you have to pick yourself up at the end of the day and know that your education is too important to let these minor things get in the way and just to trudge on.
Is there anything else that you want to say about high school life?
I think I'm all set. I've been talking a long time, so I'll give it back to you, Deja.
Okay, thank you.